Are you considering having an aesthetic procedure performed?
Confused by all the information out there?
Welcome to It's a Young Thing,
where Nurse Paula Young arms you with the knowledge on all things cosmetic and aesthetic.
And now, Nurse Paula Young.
Hey everyone, it's Nurse Paula. Thank you so much for coming back again this week to It's a Young Thing podcast. I am really excited to have a great friend of mine, Dr. Jason Emmer from Beverly Hills, California, join us this week on It's a Young Thing. And I don't know if you all remember the podcast episode that we talked about, Tell Me About Male Aesthetics. My producer, Steve, and I were talking about some really funny things that men do that guys don't realize that other guys do these procedures. And Jason, Dr. Emmer, is the guy out on the West Coast that does the most amazing procedures for male aesthetics. And one of the things that we were talking about was this cool high def body sculpting procedure. And Jason is one of the top doctors in the country that does this. So welcome, Jason, to It's a Young Thing podcast.
Thank you for having me. I never have felt as good as that introduction. You need to just follow me around all day. That's what I think.
That's because we're pals. You know, Dr. Emmer and I got to really know each other last year at the Aesthetic Show in Las Vegas. Both of us ended up winning awards at the Aesthetic Awards ceremony last year. And I think we kind of bonded over that. And we're just great friends. He's like a brother to me. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about him if we want to get really technical. I'm going to read this. He's a board certified dermatological surgeon based in Beverly Hills, California, and he's one of the only cosmetic surgeons in the world who has perfected the 4D high def liposculpture. And this is where he's able to sculpt, define, and shape and contour a flawless body. And I mean absolutely flawless. We're going to videotape this podcast, and I'm going to show you guys some of Dr. Emmer's work. It's absolutely amazing. You have to see it to believe it. So make sure you check out this video on YouTube. And he uses the latest, most cutting edge lasers, fillers, neurotoxins, skincare products. And he's a pioneer in social media. He is like a social media god. All these doctors all over the world listen to Dr. Emmer with his social media talents that he does to promote his fantastic work that he does. And he's gained a huge following based on his outstanding results. So follow him on social platforms at Jason Emmer, MD, on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. So, all right, let's get into it. Let's talk about male aesthetics. And I'm super excited to talk about high-def body sculpture. Let's tell everybody what that is.
Well, you know, around the corner for me, especially in Beverly Hills, a million people do lipo. What's lipo? Liposculpture versus liposuction. It's artistry, really. It's science. You know, being able to not only remove fat, but shape the body, contour it in ways that your body would never be able to have if we didn't do this procedure. And to do it, you have to have special technique. You have to have special training and skills using lasers or ultrasound to melt fat, then using specialized devices that are power assisted to remove that fat, and then go back and really shape out contours and sculpt, whether it's a guy's six pack, whether it's a younger woman's buttock or hip. You know, we even do areas like the calves, the forearms, the knees, and at the same time using lasers or energy-based devices to not only improve the texture of the skin, but to also tighten it and improve cellulite. So we're really doing like full body transformations. And that not only includes liposculpture, which is the fat removal and this contouring, but also skin removal. I mean, we're doing these huge transformations now, we call kind of the 4D high def, which is not only creating the shape, but putting in implants, removing the skin, basically taking people to an area, to a body they've never been able to have before, that then when they go and exercise and diet, it gets 100 times better. So it's just a more advanced form of body shaping that takes into consideration the anatomy, the skin, the age of the person, the cellulite, and the muscle tone.
And you can actually give people back something that they've never had to begin with, like six-pack abs. I mean, some guys just can't get six-pack abs no matter how hard they work.
Yeah, I mean, there's some guys that work out all the time and the muscles under there – but they either have a layer of fat or the skin just did not have the insertions. We call them the tendinous insertions, where the muscle forms that six pack. So the only way is to manipulate the body to contour down to that six pack. Or, you know, the some guys that have a really, you know, very thin, tight waist, and then you see that hip bone, that V taper. Some people, you just don't get that. And by using the sculpting techniques, we can create V tapers. We can create triceps and shoulders. For women, I mean, even women now are wanting to come in for this. And in the past, it was just create a flat stomach. Now it's let's really create a curve. Let's, you know, shape the buttock, and not necessarily big. Let's lift it. Let's shape it. Let's give the back dimples. Let's tighten the arms. A lot in this, you know, CrossFit era, very healthy living, women want to look athletic too. So we're seeing it in all fronts and all ages. I mean, I have young patients in their 20s that are coming in that, you know, they look good, but they just have that athletic body, and they want to feel amazing when they take their shirt off at the pool. So they want to have a very chiseled chest. They want to have no breast glands. They want to have the six pack. I have the women that want their legs to be super tight and slim, to have that, you know, thigh gap. And knee tightening, or women that can't fit into boots because they have calf fat. So we're really right. You know, taking the limit. We're going everywhere, including even forearms now, facial lipo and sculpting and doing implants and such, and even injecting fat, then using that fat and the stem cells of that fat for aging purposes, for defining muscle, lifting things like the buttock and the breast naturally, and also, unfortunately, you know, fixing botched surgeries, because really the only way to do that, if people have had bad lipo where you have indents and cellulite, or they've had really bad surgeries, the only way to fix it really is to reshape it, redo the surgery, and use the fat to recontour.
You know, that's amazing. You know, it's, you know, you think that this is something that just guys do, but you're right. You know, a lot of women do this as well too. A lot of women are, they want to be toned and sculpted and shaped, and they want, you know, to have that beach ready body and look great in their clothes. And sometimes it's adding a little bit of their own fat back to something, or it's adding an implant in that area to give them the shape that they really want.
Yeah. And sometimes we'll do both. I mean, I have patients that we do a little breast implant and then we do fat grafting all around it. Or I have guys now where we remove all the fat and remove the glands. We put in a muscular chest implant or a shoulder implant. Now we're even doing leg implants, and then we're doing fat around it. We're getting people that want this like true type of body modification, where they really want to do a transformation. They don't just want a little improvement. I mean, anyone can go to somebody now, get some cool sculpting or non-invasive treatments like Vanquish to remove some fat and look a little better. What the patients coming to me want is something that they completely were unable to get with diet and exercise alone, or genetics. You know, they're just unable to get it with genetics.
Now, it's what's interesting is, like, do you find that there's a huge difference in the West Coast and there is in the East Coast with procedures like this?
Yes. So here's my.
All right. Tell me the skinny.
I'll give you my.
I don't have a whole lot of people running into young medical spa that want to get all this done to them, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you. I know it's crazy because my practice is this all day. But the interesting thing is, over 50% of my patients come from out of state. So it's like, why are they all, you know, coming here for this? And I think it's because we've fine tuned and we marketed that this is what we do. That I'm the expert place to go to for that body shaping. People want it. It's like how vaginal rejuvenation or penile rejuvenation is now. People don't want to talk about it as much, but everybody wants it.
Right.
Everybody wants to look really amazing in their clothes, and they want to look really contoured and everything when they're taking their shirt off or getting ready for the beach, but they don't know where to go. And most of the places they don't feel like are going to be at a med spa or like even just a plastic surgeon's office. They want to find that expert. And so in my practice, you know, people are really coming for this. Although I will say the West Coast is totally different in terms of look than the East Coast. Here, you know, people are always out wanting really chiseled bodies. If you don't sew cycle or do Barry's boot camp, you're not like in Los Angeles, you know. You're out of your mind. Not in CrossFit, you know what I mean? So it's right. Like everybody here is doing that same thing in Miami, you know, and other areas like South America and stuff. But the crazy thing is that people still outside of that this area want that, and maybe they don't have that, so they kind of trickle over to here. But the look, the aesthetic is very unique here. It's very chiseled, it's very contoured. It's the people that are always out in the sun, wanting to look good and show off their bodies. It's also Hollywood and modeling. So in general, you know, we're not I'm able to push the limits a little bit on what other people can do because I have the patients wanting this. I have the young patients coming in and wanting like super tight stomach, super tight, you know, sides. Women that, you know, are just starting to get a little cellulite or just starting to get a little bit of that buttock roll. And we're doing injections there of fillers and Sculptra, and we're doing skin tightening every two weeks to every month to maintain. You know, in the everyday practice, people are just barely seeing patients coming in for Botox and filler preventative in their 40s and 50s. I'm seeing patients in their 20s that are trying to look and good and feel good all over the place, face and body. And so they're doing all these other treatments like non-invasive and even this body sculpting to really get something beyond we can even really imagine because we're pushing the limits with these combinations.
Now, what are some of the newer things that you're bringing into your practice, that something that kind of sets you apart more than other physicians in your area that do procedures like this?
Well, one is I get a lot of treatments before people have them because we do a lot of clinical research. So a lot of the skin tightening devices, radio frequency, there's a new magnet that's going to be coming out that I'd be a little secretive about for a company that literally tightens the stomach muscles permanently. It's pretty amazing. Things like that, internal skin tightening, radio frequency that was originally designed, you know, people call it thermi, but it was originally designed for just some neck tightening and tissue heating. We're using it for shaping six packs. I'm using it for lifting buttock rolls and knees. We're doing it on arm wrinkles. We're doing it for vaginal tightening. You know, we're pushing the limits on the things that are out there. Cool Sculpting, for example, which is very well known, cooling for reduction in fat. We're using it for athletic patients with flat panels to just tighten the skin. And it gives like amazing outcomes and such. We're doing injections of things like Sculptra, which improve collagen function in areas like the knees, the chest, the buttock roll, cellulite to get more improvement. So we're doing outside the box thinking and combinations. We're taking things like Cool Sculpting, which is cooling, and mixing it with heating. Vanquish, which is radio frequency skin tightening and fat reduction, and we're doing fire and ice treatments, and then we do something called shock therapy, which is called, there's a device called Cellutone or Z-Wave, and we're just adding that in to give you an even better outcome. So taking the devices we have and using them to the fullest potential. We're also combining all that with the lipo, with the skin tightening surgeries, with the implants, so that we're really able to take somebody that just looks, I don't know how to say it, like just normal, average, better than average, and making them look spectacular or outstanding. I had a patient today that came in that was like, I did so much research and I don't want anyone else to touch me because I feel like you're the only one that can give me that type of body that I want. And that's really what people see. That's why we have so many people coming in, and we're being creative and innovative to fix, you know, bad results and give more astounding outcomes.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast, is a lot of people think that there's one treatment, one procedure that's going to solve their problem. You know, smart lipo of their belly, and then they're going to have their belly back from prior to having a baby. And people don't realize that sometimes it takes quite a bit of combinations of procedures and treatments and therapies to get the body that they want. And it's very difficult for them to understand that. So that's one of the reasons why I like to have physicians such as you on to explain to people, look, you know, we've got the tools. You just have to find the right physician that A, knows how to use them in combination, and B, you know, knows how to give you the body that you're looking for.
Yeah, I mean, things like that, like, you know, I hate to just bring up all these athletic people. I mean, I have tons of mothers that have had many kids and have all this loose skin and sagging and stretch marks. You know, you can't just do a Cool Sculpting and get an outcome there. I mean, that's lipo in combination with a tummy tuck. And then even after that, you know, doing skin tightening long term, just like your face ages, the body ages too. And you have to do these combinations to get the most amazing result initially, but then you have to do things long term to maintain it. I mean, we do, my lipo patients get radio frequency treatments in the areas basically twice a week for 3 months, and then I tell them to do it monthly forever.
Yeah, so they're committed. You know, you get them. You know,
totally.
They have to be dedicated and committed if they want to go to extremes like that and get a complete body makeover.
Yeah, and I have a patient that came in today that needs to lose weight, and I told him, like, we got him hormone evaluation. I got him a trainer now for twice a day for the next few months. I mean, we're really making these lifestyle changes so then he could get his high def and really get sculpted. I mean, even though I like to take credit for all the stuff that we've been doing and, you know, the doctors that train me and everything, but the patients then take it to the next level. You know, and if you have patients that come in for, you know, fillers for volume, obviously you have to address the skin texture, color, and tone with laser. For needling and peels, you know, or lifting the skin with skin tightening or threads or surgery. So you're hitting it at every level. With the body, you have to hit it at every level. You have to treat the fat, you have to reduce it. You have to tighten the skin, you have to create the contours, you have to remove the cellulite, and there's sun damage on the skin of the body. You know, you have to do lasers, you have to do radiofrequency, microneedling, PRP. You have to do all those combinations to get the outcome. So what we're doing over here, it's different than others, is really taking it to the next level by doing all of those combos.
That's fabulous. I'm so glad. You know, I was going to entitle this one, you know, talking mainly about the high def body sculpting, but, you know, this is an all around approach to getting the face and body that you've really been looking for. This is something that people really need to understand, that there's just so much involved in what you do every day. And a lot of times when people come in for consults, they feel pressured because they hear all these things that we're suggesting to them, but they don't realize that it does take a combination sometimes to really fight these signs of aging or maybe weight loss. And you've got all this leftover that, you know, skin that you've got to tighten up, or you've got cellulite. That's another problem. That's a structural problem. People don't realize that you have to tackle that differently than you would fat. It's just a completely different procedure. So that's why we recommend so many things, everybody who's listening to this podcast. And I really do hope you're checking out this video on YouTube, because I really do want you to see some of Dr. Emmer's work. It's absolutely outstanding. I mean, it's life-changing for these people, just life-changing.
Yeah, I mean, I, that makes me feel really good. It's why I stay up late at night. It's why I do these 8 to 10 hour surgeries. Because when, you know, I got an email or I got a text the other day from a patient two years ago, he had a surgery that left him in the hospital. It's a long story, but he almost died. He was in the ICU in the hospital. Finally, you know, too scared to go back and get it repaired. Finally came to me, totally trusted me, saw all my work on Instagram, came in, his best friend's a very famous person that followed me on Instagram, sent him in, and he trusted me enough to do the surgery. He texts me 3 days after we do full body contouring, tummy tuck, fat grafting to the chest, all this stuff to fix the scars and everything. And he said, and he's in his 60s, he's like, I've never felt confident in my entire life to take my shirt off at the pool. I cannot wait till this summer, because all I'm going to do is be with my shirt off, and in parentheses, maybe my pants.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
You just changed somebody's life. I mean, that person who like was so lacked of confidence in himself in one procedure, you know, now wants to be a completely different person. I mean, his sex life, his relationships, his friendships, his work, everything's going to change. So, you know, all those hours staying up late and studying and, like, you know, learning from people and developing my own protocols, it pays off, because you see these types of patients and you hear these stories. And it's amazing. And then you were talking about your consults and understanding that your pressure to purchase. I don't push anything on patients. I tell them that I want a long-term relationship. When someone comes to me, we want to develop that relationship with them. So we address every sign of aging, you know, movement lines, texture, color, and tone, volume, skin laxity and tightening, and then we go into the body talking about fat reduction, skin tightening, cellulite, all that, stretch marks. And we go through every option for that person, whether it's their skin type, whether it's the, you know, their age, whether it's the sun damage, whether they need, you know, sensitive skin or whatever. We go through each of the issues and we say, this is what we would like to do now to get you the best outcome in one treatment. And then we want to do all of this to maintain. You need to do the skin tightening once a year. You need to do this volumization a couple times a year. You need to do the Botox every 3 months or whatever. And we just give them a treatment plan. And we say, this is the lifelong relationship. And you decide, where do you want to start? Exactly. Some people want this huge transformation and they're willing to do all that stuff at once and you can't. And some people, you know, need to take it slow and do baby steps. But the best is, the most important is finding someone you truly, that you truly feel can give you a good outcome, that you feel secure with. If something were to go wrong, they can fix it. And that's how you then progress. So, you know, that's why you've been successful, because you're great, you know, with your patients. They develop rapport with you long term. Same with me in the body. You know, the patients come to me knowing that they're going to get the best outcome they can, more than anybody else, because they came to me. And then from there, they have to do their part in the short term and in the long term.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's just, that's a fabulous story that you shared with everybody on It's a Young Thing. My audience is all over the world, actually. And I do get a lot of questions emailed into me from people. I got a couple in from Switzerland the other day that they wanted to know about how they can completely change your body and how would they look for a physician? How would they even begin to approach tackling the problems of their body? So you covered everything. Thank you so much, Dr. Emmer, for joining us on It's a Young Thing. Everyone, listen, you really do have to check out his social media status. It's Jason Emmer, E-M-E-R, M-D, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. He has the most amazing stories, great videos, wonderful before and after photos, and just some silly things of what he's like during his day. He's a lovely man. He really is a lot of fun. His patients love him. His staff loves him. His friends, I know I love him. And, you know, he just does show that personality on his social media posts. And, you know, he does practice what he preaches. Like, not only, like you said, do you test everything out on yourself, like we, all of us practitioners do. We never, ever, ever buy anything that we don't try out on ourselves and on our staff. But you also practice what you preach. You know, you eat healthy, you work out, and, you know, you show that to your patients on your social media. So you're setting a really good example for them as well as a role model.
Except for the days that I go eat pizza after work. But even still, that's my favorite food, and I always tell people, you don't want to restrict your entire life. You got to enjoy yourself. So sometimes you do things in moderation, you enjoy yourself, even though, you know, I have a six pack and I show it and everything. I work hard for it, but I enjoy myself. We have boba every couple of days in the office.
Yeah, sometimes boba? What's boba?
Yeah, we love boba. Isn't
what's
it
boba?
Called? Boba? It's the little those little balls that are in the Asian tea. In the little, they're like little tapioca balls that are in tea.
I've never heard of it.
And they're amazing. Oh my God, you have to look them up. They're so good.
Okay.
But they're sugar. It's all sugar. And, you know, well, it's tapioca, but it has a little bit of sugar in it, but still, gelatin.
So that's your treat in the office?
Yeah, you know, and then what happens is I always say I'm not hungry. I'm running. And then up pops up some cookies and some boba. And what do? I have to eat it, but then I have to go to the gym.
Yeah.
So the issue is, you know, I'm a real person. Doctors are real people. And even though we have that social media stardom and we want people to learn and be educated, my goal with the online is to make people feel secure about making the right decision. And so we educate and we talk about my philosophy, and you may or may not agree with it, but we try and, you know, be honest and, you know, give real stories, real outcomes, so that people can learn and either come to us or go to, you know, somebody nearby that can give them equally as good care.
That's true. And they really do need to interview their physician as much as you need to interview them. Because a lot of times somebody's expectations really cannot be achievable. And you know, you really have to have that trust relationship between you and your patient to really tell them, look, this is what I can do for you, and this is what I can't.
I agree. 100%.
All right. I'll let you get back to your boba and your pizza.
Thank you.
But
it
was wonderful having Dr. Jason Emmer from Beverly Hills, California on our podcast. Please, everyone, make sure you check out this video. We're going to be making a video of this Skype session that we did with Dr. Emmer, and it'll be on YouTube. It'll also be on my Facebook page. It's a Young Thing podcast. You can also listen to all of our episodes on iHeartRadio, on SoundCloud, iTunes, Tumblr, Spreaker, Stitcher. We're everywhere. Thank you so much, Jason, for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you next time on It's a Young Thing.
You've been listening to It's a Young Thing with Nurse Paula Young. If we didn't discuss a topic you're interested in today, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes so when we do, you don't miss it. The cosmetic aesthetic world can be confusing. We're here to arm you with quality, truthful information from our many years of experience. For even more info, youngmedicalspa.com.
This has been a Steve Mittman social media creation. Steve Mittman socialmedia.com.
The creators, producers, participants, and distributors of this podcast disclaim any liability in connection with the material expressed herein. This information should not be substituted for individual medical counseling. Information on this podcast is not intended to diagnose or prescribe treatment for any condition. It is intended for educational purposes only, based on the research and experience of Young Medical Spa. Discussion of specific treatments is done only in an office visit directly with the patient. Contact our office to schedule.